Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. We go from the Tuesday Pettycast to the last broadcast before the game staple that we do.
Oh.
Usually on a Friday.
Yeah.
But Texans play tomorrow, Seth.
I'm excited about this that we get to do a Five Reasons I Hate You on
Pettycast
a Tuesday.
Followed by Five Reasons I Hate You on Christmas Eve. Is there anything more Payne and Pendergast? Is there anything more embedded in the brand of this show than doing a Pettycast followed by Five Reasons I Hate You to Baltimore?
This is like the
day before Christmas.
This is like the Festivus, you know, list of grievances. This
yes.
is what we have. Yeah.
Festivus.
Merry
for
Christmas.
The rest of
here's
us.
All the reasons I hate you.
That's it, man. That's it. All right, so let's do this. Five Reasons I Hate You, Baltimore edition. Number one, you gave us Ed Reed. Well, number five, we
Hall
count him down.
Hall of Famer Ed Reed?
Not exactly.
Not that Ed Reed.
Not exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah, not exactly. He hadn't been a Hall of Famer yet, and B, and I know where you're going with this, he did not play like a Hall of Famer. He did not act like a Hall of Famer.
He showed up as an old man with a literal broken hip.
The hip.
The worst injury you could hear from, if you're worried about whether a guy's too old or not, oh yeah, he's old. He's got a broken hip.
And then got the procedure done like in May, right?
Late. It was late.
Yeah.
He ended up, it was one of those things where he could have taken care of it, and it was, yeah.
Yeah.
There's questions as to whether it could have been disclosed or not, or he didn't know about it. I don't know. But it was, and then it never got better. He's a mismatch from the beginning.
Yep.
Talked smack about Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
He wasn't the veteran guy that was going to hold everything together the way he thought he might be.
Are Andre's fingerprints on that acquisition? I mean, I know they were teammates at Miami, and I think Andre was on the plane that he flew back on.
Well, they were spotted having dinner somewhere the night before they announced the signing.
Yeah. You know, Andre's going to be on the pregame show with us tomorrow.
Are you gonna bring this up?
Probably not.
Are you
going to
blame him for Ed Reed?
No, probably not. I'll bring it up. Will you?
I'll be like, hey, Andre, you know what Sean was saying the other day? Said you pretty much sabotaged that entire season.
That's right. Andre, he had a good year that year. The team was awful, but
yeah.
He was pretty good that year. So number one, yeah, we got a janky version of Ed Reed from them.
Sorry, it's just sinking in that we've got Andre tomorrow. Okay, yeah, I'm excited
about
that.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And David Anderson's coming by after that. And Drew Hodgson.
All three equal caliber of player. According to the NFL, they call us all legends.
Right.
They're like NFL legend Andre Johnson.
Yep.
And NFL legend Seth Payne.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
It's the same tone of voice and everything.
You can be legendary for different reasons.
I've lobbied against this. I've told people from the NFL, could you please stop calling us legends? It's the worst. It diminishes the meaning of the word.
I'm
okay?
calling you a legend.
Andre Johnson is a legend. You can't lump the rest of us in with it.
Guess what you're getting called tomorrow in the intro to the pregame show. Texans legend Seth Payne. All right, number five, you gave us Ed Reed. Number four, Ray Lewis is the most beloved possible murderer of all time.
Mm.
And he's a franchise icon in Baltimore. That's who they're holding up and hailing as the gold standard of a Baltimore Raven.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it was a long time ago, and he recovered PR-wise.
He was a good enough player to get away with a possible murder. I've never begrudged him for that.
Yeah.
You know what? You play football that well, you get a mulligan.
Yeah. I know you, like I have, talked to some of Ed Reed's, or not Ed Reed. Well, yeah, Ed Reed, but in this case, Ray Lewis's former teammates,
at
the Super Bowl and things like that. Like, hey, man, what was it like, those pep talks, those hype talks before the game?
There's always,
you know, like, at least if you're like,
it's like any pep talk. If it goes more than 10 seconds, you're kind of, look around. I encourage everybody, the next time you watch like an impassioned pep talk before a game, look beyond the nucleus of the huddle.
Yes.
And just look towards like the two-thirds of the team that's kind of like, all right, yep, let's go.
The best are like the four guys who are totally into it.
Yeah.
The rest of the guys are like, okay.
Yeah, there was a little red light ray going on there. The passionate sideline speeches were more likely to come as soon as Ray saw that red light on the camera go on.
Yep.
It meant that was a live camera.
Number three. Five Reasons I Hate You, Baltimore edition.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a Time Magazine article where the headline is, the Maryland crab in your crab cake is probably fake.
It's probably from the Gulf.
Yes.
It's actually probably from closer to Houston.
Yes.
Yeah, the vast majority of crab served in the state of Maryland is not from Maryland.
And that's their staple.
Yeah.
Like, that's their go-to. That's the thing. Ooh, the crab cakes at, I think it's like Jimmy's Seafood or something. These are the most amazing. People order them for Christmas.
They can get away with calling it a Baltimore crab cake if like only some of the crab is from Maryland.
Oh.
The fun thing about this one is that people from Maryland don't know it or realize it, and they get really, really angry.
Yeah.
It's like basically telling them they were adopted and they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're like, no, those are not your real parents.
No.
And that is not your real crab.
Yeah.
You're a fraud.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They are a fraud. This is a reason to hate them.
And they're hopping on, they're piggybacking off of our crabs.
Right.
Our crabs.
Ours. This should piss you off to no end.
You guys should feel honored and blessed that we give you our crabs.
Right.
That we would even lay down with you, vermin. Then you have the temerity to call them Maryland crab cakes. Those are Gulf crabs.
That's it, man.
Don't
just steal our crabs. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you say dungeon-ass bitches?
Yeah.
That's good. So they're a bunch of phonies, man. Like, our barbecue down here, it's Texas barbecue. It's Tex-Mex
food. We killed those cows in Texas.
Hell yeah, we did, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we did. All right, number two. You know I like to go through the roster.
Oh, that's what it is. Because if the crab cake is manufactured in Maryland.
In Maryland.
It doesn't matter where the crab is. They can say it's a crab cake from Maryland.
Oh, congratulations. You have a factory up there that makes crab cake.
Yeah.
Way to go. Number two, you know that I like to scour the website, the roster, and the coaching staff of the teams that the Texans are playing to find at least one reason to hate them on there. The tight end coach for the Baltimore Ravens, clinical O'Brien hanger-on, George Godsey.
Oh.
Former offensive coordinator for possibly the worst offense that the Texans have had. Since they started winning divisions, you know, like since 2011.
My favorite part of the George Godsey saga, and the one that I got mad at the local press for this because they just bought it hook, line, and sinker, was the year that they elevated George Godsey to offensive coordinator. The year after, he was the offensive coordinator for the Texans. It was It was so. It was one of those, like, am I crazy?
Are you thinking of Tim Kelly?
Oh, I am thinking of Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Tim Kelly. Yeah. Okay, sorry. George Godsey was actually.
Yet another product of the O'Brien.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm getting my mediocre O'Brien offensive coordinators mixed up.
His hand selected, been with him since college guys that were gonna be his guys because they're loyal.
O'Brien was Godsey's OC at Georgia Tech. That's how they got to know each other. Godsey was the quarterback there. And I think, like, O'Brien was in his wedding or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they were super tight.
Godsey's had a nice career,
credit
though.
O'Brien, though. He did fire him. He fired his friend.
Oh, good job,
it could
Bill
be
O'Brien.
That D'Amico Ryans might need to take a page, I can't believe I'm saying this, out of the Bill O'Brien book.
He needs to be more like Bill O'Brien at some point.
In some ways. In one way.
The only thing, the closest he's come to an offensive coordinator since the Texans was with the Dolphins. He was a co-offensive coordinator in 21.
Okay. It feels like one of those guys that's going to be hovering around that position coach level, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, God,
the world needs, you know the old saying, the world needs tight end coaches, too. Yeah.
They also have George Warhop, who is a Texans offensive line coach.
That's right. The Lovey year.
Their offensive line is, you know, the Ravens, that is one area of opportunity. As good as that Ravens offense is, the offensive line has amongst the highest number of holding penalties in the league.
Oh.
So... That, you know, especially with the crowd noise and hopefully the pass rush humming the way it does at home. Typically, there's you know, some things that don't show up in the normal box score items you're looking at, but that hidden yardage could make a difference.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. So that's number two, George Godsey. Number one, and this is just conventional, like, probably, this probably belongs in the petty cast too, to be honest with you. I hate that they're so good at drafting.
Yeah.
I hate them. And I hate the rest of the NFL, too, that the NFL just feeds them good players by not drafting them. The Texans are a little guilty of this.
Mm-hmm.
Texans could have had Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah.
They chose to trade back and draft Kenyon Green instead.
They looked at the board and they saw, we've got Jalen Carter, we've got Kyle Hamilton.
No, it's Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis, excuse me. Jordan Davis, Kyle Hamilton, and Kenyon Green are all available to us. Apparently they liked all three of them equally, so they traded back for a guy that barely ever plays football.
Right, right, and you get them wrong, you know, like that happens.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
It happens, you get them wrong.
It's frustrating when the Ravens do the exact... I did it the day Kyle Hamilton ran a bad 40.
You said it.
I tweeted it out. He's a Raven. Boom, there he was. He was a Raven.
At 14 overall, he's a Raven, and he's a first-team All-Pro.
Yep.
Super impactful.
They did the same thing with Terrell Suggs back in the day.
Terrell Suggs,
awesome college football player, ran a bad 40, falls to the Ravens.
Same draft, same first round, they drafted Tyler Linderbaum.
Mm-hmm.
His
arms are too short.
Right. And why would you draft a center in the first round? You draft him in the second and third round. Guys like Nick Martin.
Yeah.
They draft Tyler Linderbaum in the first round. They've mastered the draft. They're really good. They drafted Lamar Jackson with the 32nd overall pick. Nate Wiggins this year, the kid they drafted out of Clemson, the cornerback, drafted him, I think, at 30, which is where they were picking. He's been really good for them. Yeah. Nate Wiggins has had a really good rookie year for them.
I think one thing that I think the Texans have figured this out on the defensive side of the ball. They've been drafting guys that look, sound, feel, and play like they're molded in D'Amico Ryan's image. And it's the kind of guys that are like, oh, those guys are good culture fits. Those are the guys you want. Those are the guys that are just football junkies. They want to go out there and just hit people as hard as they can. They're bam bam.
Yep.
And they just got to figure out how to do that on the offensive side of the ball. I think they've got the swarm quotient on the offensive side of the ball. So when I talk about it in this context, the Ravens and the Steelers are two teams that for decades now have just drafted the right kinds of guys that fit their culture.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it from year to year. They're perennially competitive because of it. And I think the Texans have got that going on the defensive side of the ball. They just need more of it offensively.
Yep.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Yeah, someone bringing up the fact that Jacoby Jones went RIP. Jones went to the Ravens and went from being a punchline here to being damn near a Super Bowl MVP.
From the doghouse to Super Bowl star.
To the from the doghouse to, what do you call it? The Puppy Palace.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the Puppy Palace. How about this one real quick? I'll read this text. Has nothing to do with Five Reasons I Hate You. Shout out to you guys and to Case Keenum. Y'all interviewed him last month, and he promoted the Progressive Fantasy Backup Sweepstakes that my bottom feeder fantasy team was eligible for, and I ended up winning the cash prize. Also, now my fantasy team is in the championship. Dude, that's having your cake and eating it, too.
You had to send in
proof for this promotion that Case came on with us to talk about, that you were in the bottom half of the standings in your league, and I'm guessing it was some sort of random drawing, and you win a cash prize. This guy won the cash prize and apparently went on a tear at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Look at you, Texter.
Case was awesome in that interview, too, because the news broke. 1 minute into the interview, the news broke that Aziz Alshire had gotten suspended for 3 games.
Right. His teammate.
Yes. And he was funny about it. He's like, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I haven't done an interview all year long. This is the first one.
He said, I was so looking forward to coming on with you guys. Literally the first thing out of the shoot, Seth's like, hey, Case, we got some breaking news. That was really funny.
He gave a good answer, though, too.
He did.
Every time he's coaching young players about sliding, that you better slide when you're well clear of everybody else, because your head is the last thing. Like a weather vane rising up over the Kansas plains, your head is the only thing that's exposed to danger.
Yes.
And you just got to be careful with it. So without blaming Trevor Lawrence for it, per se, he blamed Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, he did. He did, without saying his name. He didn't name names, but we knew who he was talking about.
That's why if he ever chooses to run for office, I think he's got a shot.
He'll be good.
I think he's good at framing things the right way, and he's just so likable.
He is.
But I never want that for anybody. I would never wish that anybody who's already liked goes into politics
where he'll
immediately be hated by 50% of
the
people.
With you on that. Yeah. With you on that. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. That was Five Reasons I Hate You. We won't be nearly as petty or hateful in this next segment. D'Amico Ryans updates us on the injuries for the Texans. Which of these injuries is going to be the most impactful for the Texans moving forward? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.